What you hear about wastewater discharges into Lake Champlain and leaky roofs at public schools may influence how you vote. It's easy to want to see them fixed, but how much would you pay to fix these problems in your community? As VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, residents in Burlington will be considering that question when they go to the polls tomorrow.
There's water slowly dripping from the ceiling into a yellow mop bucket in a hallway at Burlington High School.
Here's an example of a issue where we have a constant roof leak whenever it rains.
Marty Spaulding is director of property services for the Burlington School District.
Obviously, the roof needs to be addressed, but there's a much more significant issue with the rusted structure, roof structure, because of the ongoing leaking that we've had in this space.
He says the school needs more than just a patched roof. There have been few upgrades to the building in the last 55 years, and that's why residents are considering a $70 million bond to renovate the high school. The redevelopment plan includes things like addressing deferred maintenance and enhancing building safety. Spaulding says the plan calls for demolishing at least two buildings and renovating another to better comply with federal disability and accessibility laws.
So all of the classrooms will be built four stories on top of each other, so you can navigate vertically with an elevator, and throughout each floor you can easily access all points of that floor.
If residents approve the bond to renovate the high school, they would see their property taxes go up, starting in 2021. The Burlington School District estimates that at its peak, a home valued at $250,000 would see a $302 increase in property taxes. Mayor Moreau Weinberger says increases in property taxes are tough, but there's a new city policy to limit that property tax growth.
The debt policy is really set up to govern and provide sort of guidelines, guardrails, if you will, in terms of how much debt we take on that will be paid for by property taxes.
The school bond isn't the only infrastructure update on the ballot this November. There's also a $30 million bond to upgrade the city's storm and wastewater systems. This one would not be paid for with property taxes. The increase would be in water bills. The city estimates the average family's bill would go up by about $5 a month. The upgrades come after a number of unplanned discharges of partially disinfected water into Lake Champlain this summer. Megan Moyer is director of water resources for the city. She says a top priority is to modernize the city's disinfection system,
which is one of the components that failed this summer. And that includes not just the pumps and the valves and certain things that failed, but also the computerized control system, which is one of the systems that failed.
Tom McCarthy lives in Burlington's New North End. He says he's definitely going to vote for the waste and stormwater bond.
The school one is tougher because it's so expensive. It's going to be on the taxpayers' burden for years and years to come. And as a retiree, that's a problem. You know, these property taxes in Burlington are seriously affecting our income.
But McCarthy says the school needs the work, and he's probably going to vote in support of the project. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.